Julia Halavi remembers how, at the beginning, back in 2013, the idea of a Palestinian city becoming a sister city for Boulder was not well received by the wider community.
I was actually approached and made aware of the project. They made their first appeal to the Boulder City Council for sister cityship, and the turnout against them was astronomical. I was not present because at that point, I did not think that establishing a sister city for my fatherland was my place. The spirit of sister cities is people-to-people connection, the idea that we would find a peace in our world if we just met people and learned about them. One of my mentors, Jean Hoffman Knudsen, has a saying that an enemy is just a person whose story you haven't heard. For somebody who's been to Palestine many times, I had not thought it was really my place to be at the forefront of that. But when the community responded the way it did, it was for me a personal attack in many ways, and the beginning of my journey with the project. I could not believe that this community that I had adopted as my own had all of the progressive and open-minded and amazing acceptance, embracing a tolerance and sanctuary ideas. The list of frontier thinking that Boulder has had is beyond, I can't even begin, right, to list it. And then they weren't that way with my heritage. And that was so painful that I felt very compelled to be involved.
Nablus became Boulder sister city number 8 after community members, including Palestinian Boulderites, members of the Jewish community, including a couple of rabbis, gathered for dinners nearly 2 years to find consensus, meet and celebrate each other, and set a way for Nablus to become Boulder sister city.
The city council wisely recognized that if we have this much division, we need to come together and figure it out. So we had a summer of dialogues with a panel of 10 people, and I was chosen to be one of those 10 people, along with members of the Jewish community. We had a rabbi on that. We had a Christian woman. We had Asriya.
It was a whole process.
Yes.
That's what I remember.
Yes.
And I remember being aware of it and supporting the efforts in many ways with our Jewish community. It will be fantastic to also honor the musicians that accompany you today here in KGNU, if you can briefly introduce them.
Honored to introduce Thauma, a band who we've had a little bit of interaction with in the past. They are going to be our live music at the Cultural Day event on May 14th. So this is George, Eric.
Well, it's an honor to be here. We're all very grateful to be able to share this space and support this wonderful event. I've worked with the Boulder and Nablus Sister Cities Project with a couple of different events they've put on over the years, including hosting Habib Aldik, who came from Nablus in 2019, played a week of shows around Boulder at the Bandshell in Denver, and a couple of house private events that they all fundraised for Boulder and Nablus Sister Cities. And I've just adored working with them, and I love the work that they do just to bring these cultures together and to bring that message of tolerance and awareness to the Colorado Front Range, because I think it now is more important than it ever has been.
You are holding a beautiful instrument. Can you talk to us about it?
Yes. So this is called the oud, and it's one of the most ancient instruments for wooden stringed instruments that we know about. It's over 1,000 years old. The traditional oud has 11 or 12 strings, and it's got a very low, bassy sort of sound to it that works very well for many different kinds of music, including North African music and music from around the Middle East. And it's the guitar of the Middle East is what it's called, because it's found in all the music from everywhere around the Mediterranean Sea. It's a very large bullback instrument with a lot of detail put into it. You've got carved rosettes, normally made out of bone or other things, more modernly made from a synthetic material because they're more aware of that now. Another main instrument in Middle Eastern music is the dumbek, which Jim plays very well, and it's a goblet-shaped drum that you play on your lap. So it's different from like a Brazilian style of drumming where you sit on it or hold it between your legs. And it gets a very interesting play style, very, very rhythmic and very strong in supporting the music. And there's a lot of interplay in Middle Eastern music of all of the instruments play kind of like their own line. It's not like we're harmonizing like in Western music as much, although that does happen. But there's a lot more interplay between what the oud does and what the rhythm does in the song, and I think you'll hear that. For those of you that are musicologists or nerds in music, it's in the scale ajam, the maqam ajam. And then it goes into the maqam of rast, which rast is a very interesting scale. Which has a very common feature in Middle Eastern music, which is the quarter note. So that is meant to be there. If you're listening to this music for the first time, that's a major part of the flavor of Middle Eastern music are these maqams, these different scales that incorporate notes not found in the Western scale systems.
Share with us the details on how can people join you in the celebration.
The idea really came about because it's time for us to start gathering and engaging once again. And May 15th is actually a challenging date for Palestinians in the diaspora. It is the day we commemorate the Nakba, which is the catastrophe that depopulated almost 500 villages and refugeed nearly a million Palestinians in 1948. It often is celebrated in the United States in a political way, with a vigil at the Capitol or a march or I've seen mapping out of the villages. So rather than focusing on the actual catastrophe, and that is now this is the 74th anniversary, 75th. Correct. I wanted to celebrate culture. I wanted to celebrate identity. I wanted to celebrate being Palestinian and share that with my community. At the Museum of Boulder, there will be a twofold event. The rooftop event will have these wonderful people, along with Katrine, providing live music. We will have food, a Bedouin tent set up as a photo booth, sort of our version of dress up like a person who lives in the desert and get your picture taken with your loved ones. We will have activities and crafts, henna, writing your name in Arabic. There will be a special guest kicking off the event, Iman Joda. Is not a Colorado legislator from Boulder, but she is Colorado's first Palestinian and Muslim state legislator. So she's going to join us for the first hour or so to kick off the event. And then, of course, we'll have Debki dancing. So that's a very important part of our celebration. And so great movement and wonderful fun. Inside the museum, we will have a sort of pop-up display where we celebrate so many of the things that are wonderful artifacts that come out of Palestine. Tatriz is the Arabic word for embroidery. Anybody who has traveled in that part of the world knows that there's rich, beautiful textural costuming done in the form of embroidery. We will have some wonderful specimens on mannequins, Hebron pottery, some Bethlehem olive wood carvings, books. There'll be some short films playing on a loop, and also featuring artwork from children in the Dehesha and Ida refugee camps. So it should be a very wonderful all around. Let's celebrate this culture. If you know nothing about this culture, please come and taste it. If you know it and love it, then come and revel. It's really just about let's celebrate what this sister city means for Boulder.
And let's celebrate with music, the universal language of love and community.
We're Talma Band. We're going to be playing for the Boulder Nablus Sister City sponsored event at the Museum of Boulder. Come join us. We'll be playing music for at least 2 hours with a little bit in between. We've got a lovely singer from Palestine originally named Katrine, and she's going to be singing and leading some Debki dancing, which is traditional Palestinian dance. You're welcome to join us for all of that.
Thank you for coming to KGNU. I am Rosana Longobeter.